Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Loving by Serving and is found in John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15 and verses 34 through 35. Today's lesson looks at love as the motivating reason to serve others. Love, as expressed by God, is selfless and cares about the condition of others as much as oneself. As Jesus' time with his disciples was drawing to an end, he felt it was time to demonstrate the meaning of love and the mind he needed them to have toward each other and others. One evening after dinner, he undressed and wrapped a towel around himself and proceeded to fill a basin and wash his disciples' feet. He was fully aware of who he is, and his disciples knew who they believed him to be. His lesson in washing their feet was one of humility. It was removing all instances of pride or self-importance that would hinder them from carrying out their charge and calling they were about to receive. Jesus explained that if the king washed the servant's feet, what reason could the servants have for refusing to wash each other's feet? The answer is that they would have none. This is why Jesus told Peter, when he objected to Jesus washing his feet, Jesus told him if he refused, then he could have no part of his kingdom or ministry. The same thing applies to us today. Another important takeaway from this example of humility and love is the fact that Jesus washed the feet of Judas even when he knew that Judas would betray him. He loved his enemies as he has commanded us to love our own. Jesus wraps up his lesson to his disciples by giving them a new commandment to love one another in the same manner I have loved you. This selfless love, a love that looks upon others as not being less than or greater than oneself, but as oneself. That does not mean they were not to respect and honor roles and position. But as Jesus demonstrated, the role or position was not to define how they looked upon and treated each other. We recently completed a BTU study on submission, where we examined the relationship between kings and subjects, masters and slaves, husbands and wives, believers and believer. In all situations, the role or position may be different, but Christians are to treat and view one another with this serving, selfless, unprideful love, regardless of the role. Jesus told his disciples that this love is what will distinguish them from the rest of the world and will identify them as belonging to him. Today, if we are to be effective witness for Christ and hope to enter his kingdom and have a part of him, we must have the same love for others as Jesus had and has for us. Even though he is our Lord, Master, and King, he related to us as if he had no title at all. He related to us as to say he is no better or worse than anyone else. This is why he expects us to relate to others, and especially to those within the household of faith. So, if we are not seeking ways to love our brothers and sisters by seeking to serve them, then we still haven't learned what it means to love one another as Jesus loved us. Jesus came to serve us, not for us to serve him. We serve him when we serve each other. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday. Invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and clicking the online service link. I look forward to giving the lesson highlights and addressing questions that arose during the lesson. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview and I will get back to you. So, as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.